Welcome to Emeritus Now. I'm Demas Nunez from the Emeritus Advanced Markets team. And today I'm joined by Mark Sanicero from Marshall & Stevens. Marshall & Stevens is a leader in corporate finance, transactional advising, valuation, and litigation support. And today Mark will be sharing how he goes about talking to business owner clients during COVID-19, how to approach them, what to say, and how to prepare for the future. How you doing, Mark? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Demas. Appreciate it. Let me give a little more depth and background that I think will help fill out where my comments are coming from and some of my experience, because not only am I an advisor, but I'm a business owner. So the things that I'll talk about today, I'm experiencing on a day-to-day basis relative to what's happening with my business and our clients and what advisors are seeing.
That's going to be very helpful to have somebody who's actually living through this. So COVID-19 has changed a lot about how we do business. It's, as you know, it's hit small business owners especially hard. And it seems like now would be a good time for financial professionals to simply reach out to see how our business owners are doing. So how would you approach the owner? Give me an idea.
It's a great point, and it's exactly what we need to do. Because if we think about it, CEOs and business owners are people too. And they're who we look to for answers. Everyone wants to know what the CEO or the business owner is thinking about and how they're going to approach these challenges that we're facing today. And although they are in the positions they are because they've got a lot of experience and they've built a business, they can use the help of a friendly ear to talk about some of these subjects and to vet out some ideas that maybe they don't want to run by their senior management team, or let's say it's a family business, you know, running it by their wife or their sons or their daughters. They want to vet some ideas that they're just thinking about relative to how the business is currently functioning. You know, what levels are they at? What are they worried about? So having a friendly ear of an advisor to call up and ask the simple question of, hey, how are you doing? How is your business doing? Are you doing okay through all of this? What kind of challenges are you running into? You know, not that they can give them all the answers, but they can be that friendly ear, that sensitive voice, that logical input that gives them the opportunity to think through some things that they might not want to throw out there with their management team right away or their employees. And just bounce an idea off them. Talk about what they've seen with other clients or, you know, who else the advisor is talking to, what they've read in the papers or websites or in other areas that just might give some input. I think the more the advisors do that, the more they reach out, the more information they garner and gather, the more ideas they can carry from one conversation to the other. And as a business owner, having someone call me to see actually how I'm doing and how I'm handling these things really helps me feel like I'm not in this alone, that somebody does care that I'm going through a challenging time, my business is going through a challenging time. And I think that will make that advisor differentiate himself from every other phone call he's probably getting, like, hey, how come you're not paying my rent? Hey, when are we going to see that bill paid? Hey, you know. Yeah. How, you know, so all of the other phone calls, you know, are some could be a little more challenging with the advisor. It could be a friendly ear just to have a nice conversation.
Okay, great. I can tell too that this is coming straight from your heart. That these are things that you're feeling. That you know, for someone to reach out and ask those questions is very, very important. So give it that real personal touch. And, you know, as you start to talk through those things, I'm guessing that managing cash flow is certainly a huge concern. And the government has actually stepped in to help a little bit. Is this something that you might want to address with the business owner?
Absolutely it is, Demas. I mean, cash is king. Cash is always king in a small business. Just because you don't have the volume that the larger businesses have. You don't get the lines of credit. You don't have the turnover. So you really, on a day-to-day basis, even without the crisis, have to pay close attention to cash. The things that I would want business owners, advisors talking to business owners to think about is exactly what you alluded to, There are so many programs out there to help small business owners right now that they should be taking advantage of. You've got the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been very successful. And the business owners that we've spoken to, and this is going to just be some anecdotal data, but about 60% of the clients that we've talked to have been able to get the paycheck protection monies. And that is helping them right now get through some very challenging times. But like anything else, it's through the SBA, and there's a lot of requirements come with it. And they could use some input and help and understanding of how do they use it appropriately so that it can be forgiven down the road. Very important, because there are certain stipulations, requirements, and they just expanded. There was just a new component of it that came out that changed some of the requirements that made it easier for business owners that they need to be aware of.
That's great stuff. Again, I can tell this is something you've personally experienced. So let's talk a little bit about the employee management and the concerns that they may have as well. They were affected by COVID-19 just like the business owner. So what about that? What can you tell me about that? What have you learned?
So what I'm learning is more is better. More communication is better. We are, and our clients that we talk to are reaching out to their people weekly, whether it's through a WebEx or a Zoom or virtual happy hours. The more touches, the better. The more transparency, the better. The more understanding that this is happening to everybody, and we understand that it's challenging, and we're doing our best to make sure that we're taking care of our people. There are tough decisions that have to be made. Being honest and being open about those tough decisions and how you're looking at them from a business owner's perspective is very helpful when it comes to employees trying to get a handle on what's going on with them and for them individually. They're wondering if you don't communicate, they make up their own stories. Better to give them the story that's going on than having them make up their own story, because theirs is generally going to be more negative than what's really going on, just because there's a gap. If there's a gap in the information flow, they're going to fill it, and they're going to default to the worst possible scenario versus the best possible scenario.
Yeah, I would really echo that last comment there, because people do make up things in their mind if they haven't heard from the business owner. So that's great input. Let's talk about some of the opportunities that might be lurking under the surface. We've got this pandemic. Is it possible that there are opportunities that could come out of the pandemic? And is this something that you might want to discuss with the business owner?
Absolutely. I think as the advisors are talking to business owners, existing clients or new clients, talking to them about, look, we've got this relationship through Emeritus with Marshall and Stevens that can get you a calculation of value of your business for free. But it's not just a calculation of value. It's the discussion that goes along with it relative to your business, relative to the market, relative to opportunities, and understanding that there really still is money out there available if you want to grow, if you're looking for a good financial partner that can help you through this. We are out there talking to private equity, family offices, strategic buyers to get a temperature of the market. And there's still over $1 trillion of money sitting on the sidelines looking for a home. And a good business is a good business is a good business. And investors need to use that dry powder to invest in companies like they did before. Now that we're through kind of the thick of it relative to the pandemic, we're seeing an emergence of these investors coming out of the woodwork, coming back into the markets, and talking to us about clients that are in need of a financial investor, are looking for growth even in a tough market, or looking for stabilizing their business and having some available cash so that they can get through this, come out on the other side, be stronger, and take advantage of the market once it returns to whatever the new normal will be. So there's still money there. It starts with us being able to sit down and chat about what your company's worth, what your plans are, working with the advisors and the end clients to identify those things. and letting them know that this opportunity, this option is available, to really have that kind of deep dialogue about the markets and their business and their value, and talk about the pros and cons, and talk about the challenges they're facing, and talk about the other competitors in the market, or how they look against the market and their competitors. It may take, you know, take their mind off the day-to-day challenges they're having, and it can give them some positive things to think about, that there truly is money out there, there truly is a path to move forward, and we would love to be part of that dialogue with the advisor and the advisors and clients to make that happen.
Yeah, what a great message for the business owner to hear, that it's maybe not too late. Maybe there are places I can go. So to connect with Marshall and Stevens would just be an outstanding opportunity for some of these folks. So lastly, at some point, we are going to come out from under this pandemic. There's no doubt about it. How does a business owner prepare for the future?
Now, this is a very interesting question, Demas, because what I'm looking at and what I'm talking to our clients about, and I think it's important, business is off a little bit. So it's important to think about internally your infrastructure. Let's get the house in order. If it wasn't before, let's get it in order now. Let's think about our accounting, our human resources, our IT, our people, our compensation programs, getting that stable base and really fortifying it while we've got some time to do that, when it's not a go-go market and it's not a, every day is a new challenge relative to a client delivery or product delivery or whatever it might be. Getting the foundation stronger during this time so that when we come out of it, we've got that all in place and we've really fine-tuned it and honed it in so that we can take advantage of every opportunity coming out of this situation, and possibly even be thinking about pivoting to new opportunities as we see new doors open, as other ones may close, so that we can take advantage of those because we have our house in order, because we have a strong foundation, because we talked to our advisor and had that friendly ear to discuss some of our challenges. We talked to the Marshall and Stevens folks about what's going on in the market and what we're worth, and we've wrapped it all into a thought process and a plan so that once the smoke clears and once we can see some daylight, we really are going to step in and take advantage of a market that may be a little bit more robust, have a lot more opportunities, and we're well positioned to jump on them.
Outstanding stuff. Thank you, Mark. This has really, really been helpful. Great conversation. And if you all who are listening, if you'd like to learn more about having these types of conversations with your business owners, you should attend our next virtual Boom School. Boom stands for Business Owners Opportunity Masterclass, and Marshall and Stevens will be there. Now, this is a high-energy school. It's designed for financial professionals with proven sales success. And whether you're already in the business owner market or you're looking to expand your practice, this opportunity is tailored to take your success to the next level. This school will also help to differentiate your practice from the competition by helping business owners plan for the many financial decisions they face, critical in the wealth management process. Space is limited, so you have to call Advanced Markets at 800-319-6903. I'll say that again, 800-319-6903, option 2, to reserve your space, and do that today. The school is coming up in July, so don't wait. I'm Demas Nunez, along with Mark Samsaro, and this has been Emeritus Now.